that which they want, but that which they are. Put it another way, when you stop working on what it is you're trying to get and start working on you, only then will you get what it is you want. It really is very basic when you think about it. Jim Rohn says, to attract attractive people, you must be attractive. To attract powerful people, you must be powerful. To attract committed people, you must be committed. Instead of going to work on them, you go to work on yourself. If you become, you can attract. I know a lot of people who work very hard and diligently and sacrifice greatly in an effort to create wealth, but they haven't changed who they are. And until they begin to think and act like wealthy people, they'll never attract the wealth they seek. Wealthy people don't think and act the way they do because they have wealth. They have wealth because they think and act that way. How many people are on a diet today who don't stand a chance of losing and keeping off any weight because they're still the same person who gained all that weight to start with? Let me repeat again so you'll grasp how important this is. Slim people don't think and act the way they do because they're slim. They're slim because they think and act that way. To get what you want, you change who you are. And you change who you are by simply changing the way you think and act. And one technique for doing that, which is promoted by a lot of wise teachers, is to act as if. If you act as if you're slim long enough, then one day you'll attract slimness even though you may be 100 pounds overweight today. If you act as if you're wealthy long enough, then one day you'll attract all the wealth you can imagine even though you may this moment be destitute and homeless. Bob Proctor says, act like the person you want to become. For as Goethe, the German philosopher, once wrote, before you can do something, you first must be something. And that's worth thinking about.